day. They can't hold on the ground, they just can't. The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors. Preach, 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 preach.
Magneto, I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Kill us in the streets and they weaponize police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get back the way. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Captain said that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I can feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power.
Fight the power.
This is how the revolution sounds.
Hey,
and you know we say
how the richest on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contented with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They wanna spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sounds. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder revolution.
Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yes, it's coming. Revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here with your love, DJ Love, everyone's favorite agender host. I use they, them pronouns, and we are here. We're going to start the program off with some music. I'm going to start it off with the song of the summer, our hometown diva, Cameron Wright, Hot and Heavy. Come on.
My thighs, yeah. Is your touch, I'm hypnotized.
Coming up next, we're going to have OB Original and the Black Atlantics with their new summer release, Sorry Oga.
I hope you still want more numbers.
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
Sorry, y'all.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. Here on KFAI and WFNU Frogtown Radio, we just got done listening to Hot and Heavy by Cameron Wright and Ari Sarioga by Obi Original and the Black Atlantics. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to PJ Morton with Good Morning. So here we go.
Good morning.
I still make you happy, yeah. But I won't try to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll just enjoy it as I sit here on this cloud. Good morning, good morning. Sometimes I can't wait to fall asleep so I can wake up to you again. Good morning. Yeah. It's hard for me to believe it's real, so I must be dreaming.
I thought my days of love were done. Now the time it takes of me building something today. You showed me now a different side of the coin. Now we're going strong, and the love just keeps on growing. So I can wake up to you again. Good morning, it's hard for me to believe it's real, so I must be dreaming.
Well, if this is a dream, and it's not true, don't wake me up, I just need a little more time with you.
there's nothing I won't do. If I'm crazy, call me crazy, cause I'm crazy.
I think we should have a grown-up conversation real quick, right? Now, me being the grown man that I am, you know, if I'm happy, if we happy in a relationship, everything's cool, you know, I'm not gonna actively sabotage and go look for something to be wrong. That's just how I feel. I'm looking in the audience and I see some of y'all probably been through some phones before. I can just tell. I can see you're getting uncomfortable right now. Well, yeah, man, if I'm good, I don't want to go through your phone, you know. They say if you're supposed to know something, it'll come to you, you know. So I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I get scared from the thought, bang, of someone else having your heart. Cause it's been a long time, bang, and I don't wanna have to restart. See, I could go somewhere, yeah, and try to start over again, but it's not what I want, hey. I don't wanna lose my best friend. See, we're here in love, yeah, is what I say. And nobody's perfect, anyway. I don't wanna see something to change my mind. Everything is cool, and I think we're just fine. See, what I'm trying to say is, I don't wanna go through your phone. Yeah. Oh, some things are better left unknown. Yeah. See, I'd rather keep living in my daydream. Keep thinking that things are just what they say. See, I'ma look away.
I'ma look away
if you're sitting in front of me. Cause I don't wanna catch a case. Dang. Based on what I see, I'm telling you that I trust you. And if you're doing dirt, I ain't even trying to bust you. Hey, you know what they say. Hey, say what you don't won't hurt you. See, we work too hard, yeah, to build this life, and that won't change over something you try. There's no need to worry. Everything is alive. We're in this forever.
at least in my mind. You don't have to worry, cause I don't wanna go through your phone. Hey. Some things I've better left unknown. See, I'd rather keep living in my daydream. Keep thinking that things are just what they seem. And I said, can I say it another way?
Say it.
I said, we're in love. That's what I say. And nobody's perfect. Anyway, I don't want to see something to change my mind. Everything is cool and we're just fine. But I promise you, see, I don't want to go through your phone. Some things are better left unknown. See, I'd rather keep living in my daydreams. Keep thinking that things are just what they seem.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. Here with DJ Love, we just got done listening to a set of music. We started it off with PJ Morton with Good Morning. We went into Crazy for Your Love with E. Williams. And then we did Go Through Your Phone by PJ Morton as well. So coming up next, we're going to have a little bit with Barry White, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Stay right here with you and do all the things you want me to. Whatever you want, girl, you got it. And whatever you need, I don't wanna see you without it. You've given me much more than words could ever say. And oh my dear, I'll be right here until my dying day. I don't know just how to say all the things I feel. I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. Cause I find what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. In all my days, I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Gonna stay right here with you. Do all the things you want me to. Oh, I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. All the things I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you.
Coming up next, we're going to have some Lou Rawls, and he's going to tell you what you may never find ever again.
As long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who cares about you. It'll take the end of all time. Someone to understand you like I do. You'll never find the rhythm, the rhyme. All the magic we shared, just us two. Find another love like mine. Someone who needs you like I do. You'll never see
Coming up, we have Billy Paul, and he's going to tell you about a couple of the Jones. Come on, Billy.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays our favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm big and strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Blue and Exile at the 7th Street Entry, Saturday, July 25th. West Coast hip-hop producer duo Blue and Exile take the 7th Street Entry stage with their latest release, Time Heals Everything. an album that continues to push boundaries while staying true to their sound. Even after 20 years together, Blue and Exile continue to refine their chemistry. More information about Blue and Exile at the 7th Street entry is available at first-avenue.com.
Join DJ Maymay and
DJ No Kidding on Sunday, July 26, 2026 at 10 a.m. on KFAI Wave Project
for the trip of your life on another episode of Expanding Consciousness.
Listen to some dubstep, trance, drum and bass, and a splash of poetry.
Enjoy the dancing times and healing vibes
as we navigate through grief and celebration of 2026.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here with your host, DJ Love. We just got done listening to a set of music. We started off the set with Barry White, Never Gonna Give You Up. Then we went over to Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. And we ended the set off with Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul. Coming up next, we're gonna have 15 with Nico G. So take it away, Nico.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of 15 with Nico G. My name is Nico Georgiadis. I'm an independent journalist, filmmaker, and co-founder of Unicorn Riot. You can find my work at nicog.work and unicornriot.ninja. Thanks again, DJ, and thanks to the amazing listeners here at KFAI, and thanks to KFAI. It's my 15th segment of 15 with Nico G, and we're going to focus the show on the Minnesota 15. So if you don't know about the Minnesota 15, they're the activists swept up in the federal conspiracy case from their organizing to help neighbors during ICE's deadly Operation Metro Surge. If you don't know about the case, there's a lot of coverage out there. You can also check it out at Unicorn Riot for a few articles and several videos. This is a serious case being brought by the federal government as it attempts to prosecute activists for simply opposing the government and for being against fascism. Unicorn Riot has been interviewing several of the Minnesota 15, and I want to bring two of their voices, Ike and Cal, to this space so we can hear directly from the accused. At the end, we're going to chat about an important win in federal court for Issa Lopez, who faced 5 federal felonies and got those dropped to 1 misdemeanor last month. Now, hers was the first federal case against a protester standing up for immigrants in Trump's second term, and so we're going to get back to that a little bit later. Big victory. But first, we're going to hear from Ike, Isaac Sant, who was one of the Minnesota 15. I chatted with Ike about a week after his home was raided by federal agents and he was charged with 2 federal felonies. Here's Ike in his own words for about 5 minutes. Take a listen.
My name's Isaac. I'm a 36-year-old healthcare worker and an activist living here in St. Paul, Minnesota. I was one of 15 people indicted on conspiracy charges for activity related to protesting ICE. They broke down this door. They broke into our garage. They dragged Cal out of bed in their underwear and they took 3 cell phones and a computer out of my room. And then an hour later, they came and got me at my girlfriend's house in Minneapolis. And when I was over there, I knew they were coming before they were there, not only because they had already taken my roommates, but because I heard the sound of whistles and her neighbors were outside already following them. And I just want to say that's exactly what these charges are about. It's not about conspiracy to impede. It's not about interstate stalking. It's not about any of that. It's about quelling dissent in Minneapolis, and it's about coming after the movement that rose up against ICE during Metro Surge in December and January. If the things that I'm accused of doing are part of a criminal conspiracy, then 350,000 people who participated in the resistance here would also have to be part of that conspiracy. This is a naked attempt to silence our voices, to squash dissent, and to have a chilling effect on organizing here in the Twin Cities. And I'm here to tell you it's not going to work. People in the community here are smart, they're resilient, they have an indomitable will, and I have every faith that they're going to keep fighting. This is an attempt by the government to drive a wedge in between good protesters and bad protesters and try to shave off the radical flank of the movement and paint us like we're different from everybody else. But we're not. There's nothing that we're accused of doing that hundreds of thousands of people here in Twin Cities didn't do when these jackbooted thugs were kicking in our doors and kidnapping our immigrant neighbors. They took one of my coworkers from the gas station while she was pumping gas, a grandmother of three, and she's still in detention in El Paso, Texas right now. So my arraignment's going to be July 1st, I understand. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to plead not guilty. As a condition of my release, the judge put a no-contact order on us, so I'm not allowed to talk to any of my co-defendants, with the exception of Cal, because we're housemates. So, obviously, I can't be as involved as I would like in coordinating my own defense, as we're only allowed to talk through our lawyers. Right now, we have a strong support committee. We have, you know, hundreds of people behind us who are supporting us and are doing work behind the scenes. My role right now is just to keep my head up, to stay in solidarity with my co-defendants. I plan to refuse any plea deals that aren't offered to everybody. This is not a normal criminal trial. This is a political case. This is political repression against organizers. And this is a case that's going to be won in the political realm. So the context for what's happening to us here is that it's happening at the same time as a national wave of political repression. All of these NSPM 7 so-called Antifa cases are a naked attempt to silence dissent and attack the regime's political opponents. The FBI has been visiting people who are at Delaney Hall. We've got the Spokane 3 case. Charges were recently dropped against the Broadview 6. But the ruling in the first NSPM 7 case, the Prairie Land case in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. Judge Pittman there, I understand, said out loud, I'm giving all of you the longest possible sentence to send a message to anyone else who might share your political beliefs. So they're not even trying to dress it up as anything else. This is like naked, blatant political repression. We are living in an authoritarian country now. Look, if you want to support us, the best thing you can do for me and my co-defendants, more so than protesting for us, more so than donating money to our fundraiser, more so than any of that, is just to keep doing what you're doing. Stay out there. Keep doing all the legal observing against ICE that is lawful and is effective and is the reason they're cracking down on us in the first place. It's to stop you from doing that. So I want you to get out there. Keep doing what you're doing. If we allow these charges to have their intended chilling effect, then ICE and Homeland Security will have won, and we can't allow that to happen. We need our supporters to stay out there and stay active and keep documenting what these fascist psychopaths are doing in our streets.
That was Isaac Sint, one of Minnesota 15 defendants. Reminder, if you want to watch these interviews or learn more about the case, you can visit unicornriot.ninja. Next, we're going to hear from Cal Robinette, also a defendant in the same conspiracy case. We heard from Cal also a week after the raid. Here's Cal.
Hi, I'm Cal. I'm 37. I'm a union low-voltage electrician. I'm one of the organizers that was caught up in this unjust roundup of 15 people. Who are doing their best to protect their communities from the federal occupation, Operation Metro Search. It's no secret that a lot of the people that were targeted are union organizers who are being charged for some of their alleged actions on the day of no work, no school, no shopping. I think it's really important to point out that the retaliation that we're seeing from the federal government isn't just related to our speech, it's related to the power that we have together. It's one of those things that it's so inspiring to see, and it's something that we're continuing to see with people supporting us after the horrific raid. These are all lawfully protected activities, and the reason that they're throwing the book at us is because this is a political case to them, that we are enemies of the state for our political beliefs, for our activities as union organizers, and for, you know, existing as queer people in this world. So those of you may not be familiar, prosecutor attempted to hold us in jail until the trial, and the entire courtroom laughed at her. And she got extremely tilted, and the judge got very angry. But it just kind of goes to show you the level of absurdity of the charges that we're facing. And the biggest thing that I think people need to keep in mind right now is that the reason they're doing this is that they want you to be scared. Our tactics are working. They know it. And they're on their back foot, and they're trying to make a big show of this. It's the same reason they took all that footage of me, right? They're trying to get me looking scared. And I'm not scared. I'm not scared of these charges. I'm not scared of these monsters. We can beat them. That's why they're acting this way. Let it be known that homosexuals are not cowards. I think that more than anything, I want people right now to double down on their efforts. Double down on your mutual aid. Double down on your ice watching. Double down on commuting. Double down on standing up for your neighbors. Keep those whistles on you. Keep calling people. Keep building friends. You know, the people that have been the most effective during this occupation are the people that have the most networks that they can tap into together. You know, one of the most inspiring stories that I remember hearing is when ICE was trying to infiltrate the school pickup network so they could abduct children out of that are walking out of school, is that the parents and teachers and the teachers' union worked together to build a safety system for it. And some of the parents didn't like the high-vis vests. And so a knitting club got together to knit hats for all the safe watchers. And then a hacker club got together to tell all of these teachers what it looks like when somebody's trying to infiltrate your group, how to spot something like that. So all of these groups and networks coming together to make one big picture is what makes us the most safe. And that's what I want to keep seeing from people. Always remember, you know, our revenge will be the laughter of our children. That means our immigrant children. That means our trans children. That means our refugee children. You know, those that don't recognize that children belong to all of this are the worst monsters in this world. I think that the Prairie Land sentence is something that the regime was able to push through in a favorable court in a horrible situation that they're going to try to use to intimidate. But Minnesota is not Prairie Land. These bastards kicked a hornet's nest, and they have no idea the lion that they've awakened. With regards to NSPM7, just know that these cases are going to continue, and while we may be anarchists, please don't think that it's going to stop there. You know that this is just a scapegoat to try and chip off one edge of the movement, much like that Niemöller poem, you know? First we came for X, then we came for Y. Know that that's going on today. That when they say we're coming for anti-fascists, what they're calling Antifa is a boogeyman that doesn't exist. What they're doing is they're going after anybody who says no to them. And you should not be surprised when that starts applying to you. It's interesting to me that they put opposition to the US government in part of the conspiracy, because to them, I could see why that would be a major crime, because they want obedience at all costs. They love it. They just love that shit. But we're free people. We're free people, and we do as we please, and we love as we please, and we live as we please. To live and love, we must fight. That's the situation that we're put in now, where we're standing up for, you know, any immigrant, any person of color, or anyone who stands in their way. And that's who they're coming after. And that's who we need to be protecting right now.
So again, that was Minnesota 15 defendant Cal. As we said, one of the first protesters charged for standing up for immigrants was Issa Lopez, and she was charged last June with 5 federal felonies. Recently, she got those felonies dropped to 1 misdemeanor in a sentencing that allowed her to walk free, 1 misdemeanor, no jail time, and a $25 administrative fine. After the sentencing, organizers, legal teams, and Issa all spoke out. I want to play 2 clips. We don't have that much time, so we'll keep them short. One is from Issa. At the end, she describes about how she's still traumatized by the agents. But first, here's activist Nkema Levy-Armstrong, who's also facing federal felonies as part of the Righteous 39 case for protesting ICE in January. She spoke on Issa's strength. Take a listen.
I just want to say I am so proud of Issa Lopez and the strength that she has endured and demonstrated over the last year. The fact that she was one of probably the first person to be charged by the federal government meant that she had a lot riding on her shoulders. And she gave the rest of us an example of what it means to stand up and to fight and to not back down. The fact that the federal government started out with five felonies and wound up giving Issa a plea agreement for one misdemeanor shows you how weak they actually are.
Honestly, even yesterday, I was in my car and I was chilling, but every time someone walked past my car, I was just ready to just like, I was flinching all the time, you know? And no, it doesn't matter where I'm at. It doesn't matter if I'm at my mom's house. It doesn't matter if I'm at my place. It doesn't matter, like, if I'm at work. Like, I always do feel a sense of, like, there's someone watching me, or there's a sense of, like, someone's gonna come and hurt me or grab me again. I know I'm not the only one that's feeling this, but it's not, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, honestly. Because it's like, I don't know when I'm ever gonna be the same again. You know, especially right now in the state that we're in with this president.
Again, that last voice was Issa Lopez. For more on her story and the interviews and indictments, visit unicornriot.ninja. And with that, our time has run out. Thank you so much for listening to the 15th segment of 15 with Nico G. My name is Nico Georgiadis. Catch my work at nicog.work or unicornriot.ninja. Until next month, you all take care. Tell your loved ones you love them. Back to you, DJ. Yeah.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground, here with DJ Love. Really appreciate Nico. 15, number 15. So, it's getting crazy out here. We also just had Marco Rubio have like an international speech about counterterrorism and crackdown on the far left, where he really talked about the movements and how they are left-leaning and communists and anarchists, and how he like was pleading to the rest of the world to work with them to help try to crush the movement and crush, I mean, I guess that means kill and imprisonate more people. They're talking about how they're really leaning into that. And it just reminds me of one of my friends who used to, when they were building all these detainment camps, a lot of folks was like, yeah, that's going to be what they're going to use for ICE. And yeah, they're going to use a lot of those for ICE, but I think they're going to use a lot of these to throw in just anyone, that they feel like is going against the government's rule. And so we're seeing a very rise of that. We even saw one of the staff members, Stephen Miller, that said that the people that were protesting were deformed and it didn't look pretty, which is how you know they're bad. So we're just hearing crazy stuff. They're trying to work more internationally because they realize that folks are working together around the world. We just have to be careful. We have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. We got to make sure that, you know, we're not going to be able to vote our way out of this. We got to work together. We got to talk to our neighbor. We got to prepare because, you know, our enemy is preparing as well. You know, Trump has already started this narrative about China stealing the election, which sounds like it's going to lead into the ICE at the polls and stuff like that. So we'll see as that becomes a developing story here in the next couple of months. So we just got to make sure that we're working together and that we don't have any misunderstandings. So, and that leads us to the last song today. misunderstanding. And I just want to remind everyone, as a agender person, that the binary is always an illusion.